Joining us now, he's the team captain and driver of the Jamaican bobsled team heading to the Olympics. Winston Watt joins us. Winston, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Winston. Of course, when we think the bobsled team, everybody thinks of cool runnings and, you know, just how important that was for you. And I'm guessing that that's ultimately what got you into the sport.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you a little bit. I joined 1993, so I'm the second generation. So most of those guys who were on the 88 team was my teammate. So, you know, the movie came out the same year when I was joined. So, you know, it opened a wide, you know, press release for us, you know, being a new member on the team. So that was really excellent.
Now, you got involved with it. You were there for a while. And after 2002 Olympics, you moved to Evanston, Wyoming. Why did you choose to move to Wyoming?
I guess maybe I'm the chosen one.
is that where you trained as well, Winston, or where do you train?
Well, I used to live in New York, and there is more opportunity, so I decided to go as far as away from New York, you know, to grasp those opportunity.
Looking at your team's results this year, you guys have had a lot of top 10 finishes. So, you know, unlike, you know, the cool runnings back when you guys were just hoping to get down the track, you know, Jamaican bobsledding, of course, you guys are great sprinters as a nation. You've really improved and, you know, are consistently a top 10 team.
Yes, definitely, because the materials says a lot of things in this sport. But definitely, it's one of the thing that we really need more is the runners that the sled goes on. So we're looking forward to get better equipment possible, so that we can even place even much better the coming year, this, you know, Olympics coming up.
So how do you go about getting better runners on your sleds? I'm assuming it's a cost thing. Do you guys fundraise in the country? Does the Jamaican do they help you fundraise in it as much as they do for the Summer Olympics?
Yes, they well, not as much as the Summer Olympics, but they do help us in somewhat. But about the runners, it's you know, you have a lot of different manufacturers which you bought, or what is it boils down to now, the FIBT, which is the Federation International Bobsled Tobago. What they do, they present one material, and you have to get them at a certain shape that you want them to get them shaped. So all the teams has to use the same material, but the different shape is a big factor also.
Now, Winston, the Jamaican team hasn't qualified for a couple Olympics, did not qualify, I believe, in Torino or Vancouver. That's when you retired. You decided to come back, and when you called the Bobsled Federation in Jamaica, what did they tell you?
First thing they said, I'm on my own. One, and I said, whoa, that's not a good answer. you know? So I started to think, you know, and I said, oh, my God, now what am I going to put myself into here? But, you know, as a street smart guy, I didn't give up at all with the answers that I get. I started out with trying to see if I could raise funds, but I raised a little bit and no fund. So what I started to do is use my own funding that I, my personal funding that I save up, you know, for how many years that I've been in the States here working.
So absolutely, you love this sport. I mean, you really wanted to compete. You did it on your own dime.
Yes, I did. I do have a passion about bobsledding, you know, so that's why I decided to get back into this sport.
Do you like the four-man or the two-man better? And if so, which one and why?
Well, it's I like them both, but it's you know, the crew, I didn't have enough time to get the crew that I want.
Okay.
So you know, but it's easier to go with a two-man team than a four-man team. To find four guys which are, you know, top guys, can execute you know, the start, you know, can execute the load to get in the sled, and so that it doesn't disturb the sled before you start the curve. it's very hard. I didn't have that amount of time to get that done. So I, you know, we decided we rather just give up with the four-man and just go with the two-man.
Team captain and driver of the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team, Winston Watt, joined us. Winston, is the four-man harder to drive because you're going faster or not necessarily? Which one's harder to drive?
Well, it's not really the harder. It's because, you know, the faster you go, the easier it is. But it's two different factors. The four-man, when it's like a semi-truck, and you see the semi-truck on the street, and when there's a problem, and it's harder to correct, you know, so, and if you don't correct that four-man, it's going to crash. But it's same with the two-man, but the two-man is more forgiving, you know, rather than the four-man. So it's more of a, you know, highly concentration with the four-man rather than, you know, it's still concentration with the two-man, but it's more than, you know, there are two different separate.
So who's going to be your partner inside the sled?
I have one main guy, Marvin Dixon, and an alternate, Wayne Blackwood.
Winston, have you had a chance to drive at the track in Sochi? And how would you rate it? Is it going to be a difficult track? Is it a fast track? What's the Sochi bobsled track look like?
I've never been down on that track before, but I've seen, you know, pictures. I've been watching tapes on it, and I get lots of words from different coaches that it's a very easy track to get down, but it's a very hard track to go fast on. So that is our goal right now, to get there and to grasp as much as I can so that we can go as fast as the rest of the world.
When you say it's hard to go fast, why is that? Is there too many turns? What makes a track hard or a course hard to go fast on in bobsled?
There's a lot of curves there that are uphill. And whenever you're in a sled, you know, a track has lots of uphills, and it slows you down a lot. And if you don't do the correct thing, going uphill, you know, you're going to get down to the bottom very slow.
Well, Winston, we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck at the Olympics, my man.
And thanks a lot, and thanks, you know, to have our fans all the way out there in Edmonton. And, you know, just look out for us.